From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, is being remembered today around the world after news of his death was announced by Buckingham Palace. The Duke of Edinburgh died at Windsor Castle just 3 weeks after spending a month in hospital with a heart ailment. Tributes in Britain are being led by Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
With his Duke of Edinburgh Award scheme, he shaped and inspired the lives of countless young people. He fostered their hopes and encouraged their ambitions. We remember the Duke for all of this, and above all, for his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen. Not just as her consort, by her side every day of her reign, but as her husband, her strength and stay of more than 70 years. And it is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today.
The Duke had been at the Queen's side for 73 years. They married in November 1947, and speaking 50 years later, Prince Philip described the impact of that royal wedding on post-war Britain.
It was, those of you who can remember it, a fairly drab world. Practically everything was still rationed. Well, everyone seemed to think that our wedding was a very happy occasion and brought a little colour back to life after the dreary war years. At any rate, we certainly thought so. We were then fortunate to enjoy 5 happy years of fairly conventional married life. Of course, this period came to an abrupt end when the Queen had the melancholy duty of succeeding her father after his premature death in 1952.
At Windsor Castle today, people are gathering to pay their respects.
I do feel for the Queen, and we all think about the family. It's just so sad.
The man himself was a patriot to his adopted country, and that's something that's worth remarking upon.
No matter what's happening in the world, and no matter what controversies are surrounding whatever institutions, a person has died, and it's important to pay our respects.
I'm nearly 82, and he's always been here. And I don't know why I feel so sad, but I do.
European royal families are sending their condolences to the Queen and the UK. From FSN's Brussels Bureau, Stuart Smith reports.
King Philip and his wife Matilda of Belgium have expressed sincere condolences to the British royal family and the people of the UK. King Harold of Norway says his thoughts are with Queen Elizabeth and the British people, and that the Norwegian flag will be flown at half-mast from the palace. King Willem-Alexander of the Netherlands and his family wrote they will remember the prince with great respect, and that his lively personality made an indelible impression.
The Duke of Edinburgh's funeral will take place at St George's Chapel at Windsor, and the Prime Minister is ordering flags to be lowered at all UK government buildings. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More now on Prince Philip. The Duke of Edinburgh was known as a man who didn't mince his words, as delegates to a World Wildlife Fund meeting heard back in 1970, when he pressed for new regulations to control the scourge of pollution.
The impassioned speeches will be so much effluent under the bridge, unless it is followed by drastic political action. Well, sir, time is fast running out. And it remains to be seen whether those in political authority can shoulder their responsibilities in time to relieve a situation which grows more serious every day.
As Boris Johnson mentioned, among the many charities and organisations he headed, he will perhaps best be remembered for the Duke of Edinburgh Awards scheme. It launched in 1955 and aimed to give young people the chance to develop skills for life. Prince Philip discussed the scheme's work in February 1976.
This scheme is not a cure, it's a preventative. Once you've got a soccer hooligan, you've got a soccer hooligan, then somebody else is going to have to try and cure him of that. The purpose of the scheme basically is to try and catch people while they are moderately civilized still and keep them that way.
In other news today, there's more trouble for the Boeing 737 MAX. The company has told 16 airlines to ground the plane while they check for any possible irregularities with its electrical system. It's the latest issue for a plane beset by problems following 2 fatal crashes that killed almost 350 people. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning that his country faces a famine comparable to one in the 1990s that killed millions of people. And at least 19 police officers were injured in the latest overnight violence in Belfast. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.